welcome in.
You're not supposed to sweep tables.
I'm sweeping everything as we get that first sweep. Welcome in to the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. My name is Derek Montilla. Formerly known as the mayor of PHNX.
Ooh.
This guy next to me is still your vice mayor and he's still your thunderstick. It's Jesse Friedman.
The first walk-off of the year.
Jesse. Get that shit right. I don't have this broom just for no reason. The Diamondbacks did some sweeping in four games. Let's go.
It's the first Diamondback sweep, I believe, in a four-game series since 2019. It's been a few years since we've seen that.
First career walk-off for Corbin Carroll. And when I say career walk-off, I mean of his entire career, according to Corbin Carroll.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're very excited to get into this game and into this series, this four-game sweep of the Colorado Rockies. But before we do that, we have a very special announcement. There is a huge addition coming to this podcast, and it may have cost a lot.
Oh, it costs entirely too much.
Well, I think it's going to be worth it.
The steak and salsa, man. It's new favorite. Like, you can't beat it at this
point. I think they're coming. Put your sunglasses on. Gentlemen,
you know why we're here.
Look, we know this is personal for you guys, but obviously we think that this is going to end up being...
I can't hear anything you guys are saying.
Come closer.
Cards on the table. We know Sean has entered the transfer portal, but we want to trade for him. We want to give you guys something in return, and we want to add Sean to our roster.
It's not going to be easy.
No.
We need a lot.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, first of all, the first thing we need is we need Burrito Express bi-weekly, twice a week.
That's a start.
Is that every other week? What's bi-weekly mean?
I think it's twice.
Whatever it is. Well, I want it twice a week.
Okay.
I have some coupons.
That we can...
Yeah, we'll be all right. We have some coupons.
That's reasonable.
Your mayorship. Also, it's his name.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
How bad do you want the pause?
No, absolutely not.
3 months of mayorship. 3 months. Then it's right back to you.
That's too long. A month and a half.
How bad do you want to pause?
Can we talk?
Yeah. I think 3 months is a massive overpay, but he's your MVP, so it's and it's your mayorship, so it's your call.
Damn it. What if we have him throw in Totri has to stand in the spot for the rest of the season, for all remaining games?
In what spot?
The lucky spot. The spot where he helps the Diamondbacks win the games. You know what I mean? He has to come to the studio and stand on the spot.
How about I have a better one.
All right. 3 months of mayorship, but Totri has to compliment me twice a day.
Twice a day?
Twice per day.
I don't know if there's enough good compliments for Derek to do.
I think, look. I'm comfortable with that as long as you meet our last asking price.
We want Zach Allen.
Absolutely not! What the fuck? Zach Gallen?
Have you seen Arizona State baseball?
He's got a good point.
I don't think the Diamondbacks are going to go for this.
No, I mean the Diamondbacks won't, but...
Then what are we here for? You either want him or you don't.
Hold on. No Zach Gallen.
No Zach Gallen.
We want Brandon Flaugh. Potential hasn't been realized yet.
He has an ERA over 7, Derek.
Who cares about his ERA?
That's 3 runs less than everybody else on his ERA.
That's fine.
All right. 3 months of mayorship goes to Shane. You guys also get Brandon Pfaadt for the foreseeable future. We get Totri complimenting me twice per day and Sean DePaz as part of the PHNX D-backs crew.
Should we ask for a future pick?
I mean, what happened?
A player to be named later?
I want Burrito Express.
Player to be named later? Or should we get...
I'm good.
All
right.
Wait. I can't. Sean, are you okay with this?
Look who we got!
Poppy,
we did it!
I still think we paid too much.
It cost a lot! It cost way too much! We would like to welcome Sean DePaz officially to the PHNX D-backs podcast. He will now be our third man on this show, and we are very excited to have him here. And As for most of you, have seen him already here on the show, but we love to have you and your enthusiasm about baseball. Few people get me as amped about baseball as this guy next to me.
Hey, I mean, I appreciate the kind words from you specifically, and only you.
Yeah.
Jesse's a hard one to impress, but
only one Boston Red Sox reference per show. All right,
yeah, that's
Sean,
I need to get all together.
I mean, we were talking about Jackie Bradley Jr. a lot earlier, so I guess there was a chance that it came up. But you know, I was, I'm a D-backs fan.
Xander Bogaerts is the best shortstop in baseball over the last 10 years.
Well, hold on. All I will say is I went to the Red Sox D-backs series. I didn't feel anything when the Red Sox were doing things.
Yeah.
I they didn't get me going the way the D-backs did. So I'm a D-backs fan.
Well, he's here to DFA players on a weekly basis. So if you like that kind of thing, that's what Sean will bring you.
Watch out, Josh.
That's not what we're doing today. Today we're talking about winning, and we're talking about Corbin Carroll. How electric was this walk-off win? Sean, I'll start with you.
Oh, man. I mean, what a day to start, eh? Like, it was awesome. Yeah. Everything was going against us, specifically Max betting on the Diamondbacks was almost a surefire sign that the D-backs were going to lose, to be quite honest. Yeah, yeah. And despite all odds, they didn't. It was awesome, especially with it being Corbin, of all people. That was awesome.
He said on the post game that this was the first career walk-off at any level for Corbin. Like, that's surprising to me with Corbin's
pedigree. Does someone that talented and who played against like not very great competition in high school, I still find that somewhat hard
to believe. Just being good at baseball like, you just feels like you would end up lucking into one almost.
Yeah. Well, it's incredible though. I mean, Corbin Carroll, like he for as great of a season as Corbin Carroll has had, like we said on the watch along, his numbers with runners in scoring position he's actually been a little shaky this year. Yeah. And the D-backs have had some great moments late in games, but Corbin Carroll has done a lot of his damage maybe earlier in games a little bit. And he came through in the biggest spot. It was incredible.
Shout out to Sean Marks for the super chat, $1.99. Let's go. Let's get free tacos. You're absolutely right. We still need burritos. He still needs burritos. He needs the content. That's part of his deal as well. And I still want Totri's ass to come in here and compliment me because he hasn't done that once today. But
I think he just left. He's dodging you.
Yeah, I know. That's what I figured as much. Offense struggled early, you guys. Obviously, one thing that the Diamondbacks have struggled at is getting offense late. And that's one thing that they got in this game, which was enough to help them overcome the Rockies' 4 runs. And it was nice to see because I know we've talked about that kind of being something they've struggled with, but it's not like a real thing. It's just something when you look back at their games, they haven't really been scoring late. And a lot of their wins, they were actually able to score enough runs early on that they didn't really need to score much later on. But it just kind of would be nice to see them keep their foot on the pedal, right?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, it's something some teams just struggle with, like hitting off bullpens or whatever. But it's definitely – especially, again, having one of your young guys do it, like, to maybe kind of change the pitch. I'll say after the, what was it, one out, runners on second and third, and they didn't manage to get a run, like, I was like, oh, it's going to be one of those days.
Yeah, it felt like it.
But, yeah, I mean, that's what I feel like this D-backs team does. They're going to find ways to win.
That's what they've done so far. Seabold today, Jesse, was very good against the Diamondbacks. He was carving them up there for a while.
Yeah, I mean, who didn't see that coming, right? Everyone knew. I mean, Connor Seabold is in the thick of the Cy Young race in the National League right now. He was really good in this game. I didn't really think it was like some crazy fluke. Like, the D-backs were not really making any hard contact whatsoever through the first 4 or 5 innings of this game. Honestly, outside of Corbin Carroll. Corbin Carroll was really the only Diamondback to actually hit the ball hard against Connor Seabold. But the Rockies bullpen has been their biggest strength this season. That's actually something the Rockies have done really well this year. But you kind of saw the script flip a little bit today where Seabold was really good, but the Rockies bullpen wasn't able to hold things together.
Christian Walker looked very good again today. He went 3 for 4. So he was pretty much the only guy keyed in. Ketel Marte 2 for 4. And he scored 2 runs, had 1 RBI. But our guy, Corbin Carroll, even though that was his only hit of the entire game, you can't help but give him our king snake because he is absolutely our king snake of this game. That walk-off winner, first of his career, is absolutely just legendary. Jesse said it during our watch-along that, like, should he need you know, this is one of the things that Corbin Carroll needed, like one of those like legendary moments where he himself was responsible for actually winning the game. And that's exactly what we saw here.
There's really something to that, right? Like you can be a great player in this league and have great numbers on paper. But there comes a point when if you are a true star in this league, and that's what it looks like Corbin Carroll is becoming, you want to have moments like this. You want to have moments where you play hero late in the game and you come through in the big spots. Like I said earlier, Corbin Carroll has been outstanding this year, but this is really the first moment in his D-backs career where he is obviously the hero at the end of the game. And, you know, just seeing him be able to celebrate with his teammates and everything at the end of this one, I'm sure a fun, very fun moment for him. And he got the victory vest.
Yes, he got the victory vest. Let's see him in that beautiful victory vest. Oh, I love it. Look at him in that thing. Oh, my God. He looks great in that thing.
I will get my hands on this one day. I will wear the victory vest.
We could see if Lourdes' friend is able to make us one.
No, yeah, we will commission one of our own. I will become a world-class baseball player.
Just to wear that?
Get signed by the D-backs and hit a walk-off. Home run, which would be my first career home run.
Right.
I wasn't a power hitter when I played baseball.
Well, here's the thing, though. The snake, the stuffed snake around your neck, that doesn't make you want to do that. But look at what that vest is making you aspire to be. It's making you aspire to be a better person.
Yeah.
And you just know that, like, with Sean's wardrobe, like, he'd be wearing that kind of thing anyway.
I could rock that in the office. I would wear that on the show.
Without a doubt. There's no question about it in my mind. But Zach Davies for the Arizona Diamondbacks, very good performance, much better than his first outing. 5 2/3 innings. He gave up 7 hits, 3 earned runs. He looked very good. The changeup was very good at times. He got 4 strikeouts, 1 walk. And honestly, this is what we know Zach Davies can do. And if Zach Davies can give the Diamondbacks this gives them a chance to win. Like, this is consistently what Zach Davies can do. And even though it's not great, it's still great for the Diamondbacks to have someone that can do that consistently in like that fourth spot in the rotation.
Yeah, I feel like this offense has shown that they're not going to be inept like they were for most of this game today, like every day. I feel like they're good enough to where if you can get performances like this, especially this deep into your rotation, that's a pretty good formula for success.
Yeah. Connor says D-backs replica victory vest in the team store.
When?
That would be a hell of a giveaway.
That would be in playoff games or whatever, it's kind of a thing to be waving the towels. But imagine if there's 48,000 people
just in that
wearing the vest. Yeah. That would be something. That's
where you look at the opposition and say, oh, are you beating all of us? Are you beating all of us? No, you're not. I mean, man, what a home field advantage that would give. But what a great victory for the Arizona Diamondbacks. I mean, honestly, we talked about it, but this is their first sweep. And this wasn't an easy sweep. This wasn't things didn't line up pitching-wise great for them, although they did end up missing Chase Anderson, which might end up being a blessing considering how well he's just been pitching as of late. The D-backs get a 4-game sweep for their first sweep. And, I mean, it really feels like not only did they close out the month of May strong, but this is a great, gives them great momentum as they go into the month of June against some tough opponents, including the Atlanta Braves coming to Chase Field next.
Yeah. And I mean, I know it's the Rockies, but the Rockies were playing very good baseball coming into this series.
So
it's
not like 14-10,
it's not like this is a sweep over the A's, which even then still would have been nice to have. It's a sweep in Major League Baseball. But yeah, I mean, this was a team that was playing good baseball, and I'm sure they were very aware they were playing good baseball. And I'm sure the Rockies came into this series probably the most confident they've came into any series this year. So it was a challenge for sure. Like you said, obviously you saw in those games and you saw today, it was not easy. It was not an easy sweep. They definitely had to earn it, and they did.
It was also a big response, I think. I mean, the D-backs lost 3 games in a row about a week ago, right? And people were kind of wondering if the wheels were coming off this baseball team. The D-backs were down to 29-23, still a good record, but the D-backs have their fair share of doubters around the country wondering if this baseball team is for real. I mean, you can sort of understand why in some ways, but the D-backs have followed up that 3-game losing streak with a 5-game winning streak. And there's not really a better way to follow up a losing streak than what the Diamondbacks have done over the last 5 days.
Yeah, and I know we're going to talk about their upcoming opponent later, but having this kind of momentum going into the caliber of opponent they're going to be playing in the Atlanta Braves is quite nice.
Yeah.
Were you turning into a four-person show right now? Is that what's happening?
Look, I'm sorry. I don't have an explanation for it.
Chris texted me and told me that it would make everybody happy if I jumped on right now. So,
and there was instantly a thumbs down in the chat. So
Well,
do you see what you did?
That's crazy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wow. That's crazy.
Anyway, I will... I am very excited to hang out with Faj, by the way, this Friday. We are going to be all out at the BetMGM Sportsbook out at State Farm Stadium, where we will be broadcasting live this very show. And we will also be having all sorts of fun with you guys. It's our Knockout Nights Cornhole League, where we will have it's free entry, food and beverage specials, giveaways, BetMGM prizes, and so much more.
Wait, does this mean that Sean joins the Damon Dogs? Does he join our cornhole team?
I do have a separate team with Saul. Hashtag Team Lightskin. But we haven't, we both weren't able to be at the last Knockout Night, so I haven't even really debuted for them. So, I mean,
I hate to break it to you, but when I negotiated giving up 3 months of my mayorship, it did include you joining Damon's Dogs. So,
I'll have
to talk to Saul about
that. I don't know. We had that entire negotiation on film.
I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. But you still have to join us. We, of course, have teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks. And, of course, we have special offers for our listeners every week. The biggest thing, don't miss out every Saturday and Wednesday on your bonus bets on the house. Fans automatically receive a bonus bet upon logging into their account on the app. Bets expire after 72 hours, so don't wait. Bonus bets can only be used on any sport wagers. And if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use our bonus code of PHNX. There's a few different offers depending on where you live. But for our Arizona audience, you will get up to $100 in bonus bets on your first wager with BetMGM. Again, make sure you use bonus code PHNX. Check out the show notes for full details. And now, listen to Shane talk about the disclaimer so he can go away.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. U.S. promotional offers not available in Washington, D.C., Mississippi, Nevada, New York, and Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Colorado, D.C., Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369, New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Arizona, 1-800-522-4700, Kansas, Nevada, 1-800-327-5050, Massachusetts, 1-800-BETS-OFF, Iowa, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help, Michigan.
Speaking of the BetMGM app, somebody hit the octopus today.
It was quite a moment. For those of you who have not followed me on my octopus journey, it's not the Netflix special, by the way. It is when I place my patented 8-leg parlay, of course, using the BetMGM Sportsbook app. And I've actually hit once before. The octopus has gone dry a bit. I haven't seen them out in the ocean. But my word, did we wrangle a big one today. An 8-leg parlay with 5 legs hit, and in the last at-bat, when Corbin Carroll steps up in the plate, I was 3 legs short. I needed a Corbin Carroll 1-plus hit, Diamondbacks over 3.5 total runs, and a Diamondbacks win. And what'd you know?
Oh, my God.
All at once, baby. We win. You win. Yeah. Get on, Jim. Let's go.
Drinks on Max.
That's okay. That's an all-time sweat. That's cold.
We'll talk about that.
Only an octopus, though. Like, when do we get the centipede? Right? Like, I need a 100 leg.
This man,
parlay.
He's never pleased.
Come on,
never pleased.
He's a mistake.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, we thank you guys for being here today. Here in Sean's debut on the PHNX Sports YouTube channel. Of course, if you haven't subscribed, do so now. Leave us a thumbs up, just so. Thanks for whoever got rid of the thumbs down. We got Faj out of here quickly.
People just like to do that because they know it really irks us.
Yeah, they know. So. They know how it impacts us. Jesse loves the thumbs up. Also, sign up for notifications. That way you don't miss when any of those other shows go live. Some of those ones Sean used to be a part of but aren't anymore. If you're listening right now in your favorite audio podcasting app, subscribe to us there as well if you haven't done so already. Leave us a review. We always appreciate your feedback. And most importantly, if you haven't signed up, for a PHNX Diehards membership, what are you waiting for? Go to gophnx.com. Sign up today. Not only do you get a free piece of merch from the phnxlocker.com and 20% off all future purchases, you also get members-only merchandise and members-only access to events, members-only discounts on events, members-only discounts with our partners, and so much more. Get members-only access to our Discord. You get a $50 Mountain Mike gift certificate, which upon signing up, which all that pays for it in itself. That's it. Then you get all these other benefits too. So sign up today for a Die Hard membership and join the family. Of course, this 4-game series, it feels like this sweep is a little bit more special. It was 4 games. It's against an NL West rival. And realistically, it puts the Arizona Diamondbacks in just a fantastic position where they could potentially hold sole possession of the second best record in baseball, nope. Or did the Braves already win today?
No, so the Diamondbacks, as of right now, are by record, are technically the best team in the National League. They are tied with the Dodgers, but the Diamondbacks technically win the tiebreaker with the Dodgers. And the Braves are 33-23, so the Braves are still a half game behind the Diamondbacks.
There you go. There you go.
We are in a month that begins with the letter J.
It is.
And the Arizona Diamondbacks are the best team in the National League.
It doesn't make any sense. But let's take a look at these numbers and see how the Diamondbacks got there in this series, because they definitely outscored the Rockies. This is not one of those situations where a lot of these numbers outside of maybe, runners in scoring position, batting average, are really anywhere close. The Diamondbacks whooped up on the Rockies in this series, and it feels good to say that, because I don't know if we've seen a numbers spread like this so significantly showed the win for the Diamondbacks.
I've also never seen the decimal place there for a batting average.
That goes somewhere else.
The D-backs are hitting 2.42 as a scoring position.
That's what happens when you let a new guy make the graphics.
Yeah, that was definitely Sean's fault.
Do not blame Damon Dog. That was me.
See, Derek, I told you he wasn't worth it. My God.
That is tough. Right. That is tough. All that and I...
right away.
Over on the first day. Tough one.
The Rockies rotation was not great in this series. 18 innings from Rockies starters and 18 runs allowed. It's going to be tough to avoid a sweep doing that. Although, I mean, that includes Connor Siebold being quite good in this game today. Like we said earlier, the Rockies bullpen is very much a strength for them. In the series, the Rockies bullpen gave up 5 runs and 4 of them came in this game. So on the other side, the D-backs bullpen was really good in this series as well, with a 1.46 ERA. Things have looked good for the D-backs bullpen here in recent days.
Yeah, it's just nice to see them. Like, again, I know it's the Rockies, but the Rockies were playing good baseball, and it's nice to see them. Like you said, most of those numbers aren't really close.
Yeah,
like they what is on paper a significantly worse team, they more or less dominated, which is what I think you need to do if you're a good team. You can't, I feel like, last year, obviously this team wasn't as good last year, but last year, this is the kind of, with a lot of the way these games were going, like, this is a game that they would have lost last year.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It is nice to see them take care of business.
Yeah, and I think more it goes on beyond that, because they've just really struggled in some of these games that they absolutely should win.
Yeah.
Trying to close out the series. You don't know if it's really just the fact that they know they've already won the series, so they don't have that same competitive fire. Mm-hmm. We don't know if it's just the pressure of trying to get that kind of monkey off your back as far as actually sweeping a team. I don't know if that crept into their mind at times, but sometimes when you start getting close to achieving that goal, that's kind of when a game might slip away or you lose focus. I just think that this series was probably the most complete series for this team. We talked about one of the games being one of the most complete games for them, right? The Diamondbacks just kind of dominated. Like, this game was ugly, and I think we were even talking about it in the watch-along that it was going to probably be an ugly win. It felt like it from the get-go.
You knew it wasn't the moment we were doing a watch-along. You knew it wasn't going to be easy. Whatever happened, it wasn't going
to
be pretty.
That's the bigger thing we need to address here. We finally broke the curse of the watch-alongs. And honestly, you know how I feel. I've said I don't believe in magic, and I also make Totri stand in a square to help the Diamondbacks win. So I'm a hypocrite when it comes to my feelings on this stuff actually impacting a baseball game. I did start to feel the pressure, though. I really felt like we needed this, and I'm glad Corbin Carroll came through for us.
Yeah.
I feel like he came through for our podcast.
I show up and good things happen. I don't know.
That actually is very true. We are now.
It is hard to deny in this particular circumstance.
We are
1-0.
We are undefeated.
1-0. Undefeated in the Sean DePaz.
So we cannot call him Sean DeLoss anymore. But despite that.
Anymore? Oh.
Yeah, we were calling you.
Yeah, no, I deserve that.
Can we talk?
It was a good name, too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Can we talk more about the game on Monday? Like,
please.
Looking back at this series as a whole, like, this was a really impressive comeback win for the D-backs, and the two middle games in the series were frankly uncompetitive. The Diamondbacks pretty much just dominated from start to finish. That game on Monday, though, I mean, in my mind, that was the game the D-backs were really supposed to lose in this series, right? You had Ryan Nelson on the mound, 5 innings, 5 runs. He was not sharp at all. The D-backs were down 4-0 in that game going to the bottom of the second inning. And they scored 5 runs in that bottom of the second inning, including the big 3-run home run from Pavin Smith that gave the D-backs that lead. And they led the rest of the way. And another really big part of that game was Dre Jameson coming out of the bullpen and holding a tight lead through, you know, from the 6th inning through the end of the game. So that was maybe even the most impressive win in this series from my perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm always going to, you know, I agree, but I
I think you're giving me a game where Longo and Cattell are hitting home runs in the first inning.
Dingers right away.
I'm going to be all over that one.
Yeah, and I mean, that's I think the Diamondbacks did in this series kind of what we've seen them do. Find ways to win, and it's not always the same way. It's not always the same production out of the same guys. Though Cattell deserves his flowers. He now has, what, a 29-game on-base streak.
30, I think.
Did it extend to 30?
Yeah, 30-game on-base streak after today.
And, I mean, that's just incredible considering that this guy, you know, he had a lot of issues last year with consistency. And a big part of that was obviously him staying healthy. He looks great this year, and he's just been a constant part of their offense. I don't feel like we talk about Cattell enough, mm-hmm. considering how much Cattell contributes to this team.
He also made a very gutsy base running decision was a very big part of the Diamondbacks winning this game. I don't know if Cattell Marte should have taken second there. It appeared that the Rockies just didn't have anyone covering the base. And so I think that's where what he was thinking there. That looks
much differently to you when you're on the diamond running, when you see there's no one there, than to us going, what the hell are you doing trying to stretch that was
not
into a double?
That was not the time in the game to run into an out on the base pass. But I mean, it was a gutsy decision from Cattell. And it wasn't even close. The Rockies were. So it was really just him really noticing that and taking advantage of it. But that was pivotal in this game. If Cattell doesn't do that, then I don't know if we're having this conversation, at least not yet. We might be in extra innings right now, seeing how this game ends.
I feel like it's emblematic of both the things you were just saying. A, this team finds ways to win, and like that's part of it. It was heads up base running. And B, like Cattell doesn't, it seems like another thing that Cattell doesn't do last year, especially with Swiss cheese hamstrings, if he's even playing. And like even little things like him sprinting to first base after walks.
Have you seen him sprint to first base after walks?
At first I was like, okay, come on. We have weak hamstrings. We shouldn't be running out necessarily. But at this point, I love it. Like I love how engaged he seems and how he clearly is healthy. And not only is he healthy, but he feels confident in his body, which I feel like is key. Because you see plenty of times where guys are healthy, but they can't get past like the mental hurdle of the threat of a reoccurring injury.
I mean, do you see him running to first when he walks?
That's what we're talking about.
It's incredible. It's awesome.
It's so much energy and just, like I said, confidence that he did not have last year. It's very refreshing.
And a little bit of the creating the chaos there, right? With that state taking second, because that's a move that you shouldn't normally make. But again, it puts a lot of pressure on the defense, who at that point are worried about the lead runner scoring.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Especially with this team, some of the guys the speedy guys that this team has, like that's a situation where that could easily end up with a guy going home if that throw was slightly off, and that happens only because Cattell's forcing them to throw to second. So, obviously it ended up working out, but it was gutsy but good.
We also had a lot of positive energy going on here in the studio. We got Totri contractually obligated now to stand in that spot over there. I don't know. I might trade that for the compliment still. I still think that's a better return, but this team's fun to watch. And I think we should get out of this mindset of like, oh, they're going to blow it again. Like, we have seen this team win games more often than we've seen them lose them. We've seen them. Yes, there's been some bad losses. I'm not going to say there hasn't, but I think every team has experienced some bad losses. Every team has experienced a loss to either a team they shouldn't have lost to this season or a game that they were up that they absolutely shouldn't have won. Rarely are teams, you know, able to go throughout the season without looking back on their losses and saying any of them were things they could have turned around or are losses that they regret. But since it's Ted Lasso day around here, got to remember to have the memory of a goldfish, right? So we got to flush the bad and even flush the good, because none of that matters tomorrow during a 162 game season. And the Diamondbacks still have a long way to go for them to make the playoffs. But as we move in that direction, those playoff chances, those percentages get better and better for this team. And like Sean said, they're taking care of business and they're doing it against the teams that they need to. They have a very tough team in the Braves coming up, which we're going to talk about here, but some great momentum rolling into that series. And I'll tell you this much, if you want to enjoy that series even more, you can check out our friends at OG's Brands. They have a wide variety of doses, strains, and now I have somebody that I can talk about with, you know, that guy down there.
I talk about it with you,
but there's no experience there. There's no bouncing back. Like, hey, Jesse, what's your favorite flavor? Like, there's none of that going on. But now I got this guy here who knows. They have some wonderful different varieties. The Aquaberry will help you get your best sleep you've ever had. The new Strawberries and Cream Edition gives you just this happy feeling about you, if you're just looking to pick up your mood without maybe some of those euphoric feelings that you get sometimes from having the gummies, right? That's great for the happy balance. Plus all the different flavors that they have. Their mixed bags of fruits and creams are amazing, and there really is something delicious about them. I think OG's not putting out a non-medicated line is a miss, because they're so delicious that you could eat them even without the benefits that they provide. But luckily, I enjoy the benefits they provide, and you should too. Also, check out their pink lemonade flavor dropping on June 21st, because I just have a feeling that's going to be the perfect flavor for summer.
It's the summer solstice.
It's the summer solstice flavor. But check out OG's online at OG'sBrands.com and on Instagram at OG'sBrands. You can also find their products at your local dispensary. Must be 21 years or older to purchase. That's just a cover. Jesse loves edibles.
You don't know me, Derek.
Yeah, you don't know me. You don't know what I do on my off time. Jesse does keep his time to himself very secretive. When he's not at baseball games or here, I lose track of him very quickly.
What is Jesse doing? Who knows?
Yeah, where in the world is Jesse Friedman? Yeah. That's always a concern of mine. I'm so worried.
Like the wiggles.
Is he eating?
Is he taking care of himself?
God. That's very like grandma
energy. I wish
energy.
He would call me just to let me know he's okay.
Omaha Steak stocked my freezer for a long
true.
Time.
Yeah, so Jesse's taken care right. of by the Omaha Steaks. But we need to get Jesse some Four Peaks beers in his fridge too, because of course, Four Peaks beers is the beer you should have in your hand when you're watching sports. And of course, they are the Valley's beer. They are the Valley's beer. Check out all the variety of beers they have to offer at their 8th Street Pub or wherever you get your beers. You can also check out their promotion that's giving you four seats. One lucky winner will get four seats to an upcoming Diamondbacks game. And those tickets do come with D-Bucks, so you can grab some beer, grab some food, and enjoy some baseball. You can enter by going to @4PeaksBrew on Instagram. The link is in their bio. And of course, check out @4PeaksBrew or @4PeaksPub to keep up with the latest at Arizona's hometown brewery. Must be 21 or older to drink Four Peaks, and please drink responsibly. Elizabeth says when he's not at baseball games, he's looking for Chase Lounges. She's spying on you, Jesse, I'm pretty sure. And then Chris says he's on a Chase Lounge, so these people know you very well. Let's take a look at that, at those upcoming probables for that series with the Atlanta Braves, because this is a tough couple of starters these guys got going.
Nelson's okay? Probably so hyped. He's probably so juiced. He's probably just juiced to the moon.
Yeah. I mean, that's versus Spencer Strider. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you like having Mert on the mound that first game, but it's a tough. That's a tough part of the rotation to be playing. Yeah.
Theoretically, D-backs have the advantage in two out of these three games. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
Theoretically,
based on
for sure. Yeah. I mean, most certainly on that last one, that's for damn sure. But yeah, on paper. If we're going just based off the pitching matchups, that's 2-3. And if you win 2 of 3 against this Braves team, honestly, if you win 1 against this Braves team, I'm gonna be happy. So if you win 2 of 3, I will take that.
Yeah. Charlie Morton is insane. Charlie Morton is going to turn 40.
Oh my god!
About 5 months.
Do it for us, old guys. Let's go, Morton.
And he is incredible. I know last year wasn't quite as good of a year for him, but this season in 10 starts, a 3.59 ERA. His whip is a little high, but he continues to strike out guys at a high rate. It's incredible the way that he's been able to really make something of his career. I mean, there was a point not that long ago when it didn't really seem like Charlie Morton was going to age that well. And all of a sudden he starts throwing like 98 miles an hour out of nowhere. And this is just kind of the pitcher that he's become. But yeah, I think everyone wanted Zach Gallen against Spencer Strider in one of these games. And unfortunately, that's not how things work.
We definitely wanted that. And that could have been on our takeover day. But instead, the takeover day on Saturday, we'll still get to see a very good opposing pitcher in Spencer Strider and our very own Ryan Nelson. So
you guys will.
We're going to have a fun time.
Will you be there, Sean?
I won't be.
I will be there. Of the three of us, even though there's three of us now, I'm going to be there all by myself. I don't know how that shit worked out that way, but that's
what's
happening.
Listen, I got to go home.
He's got to go explain to people why he left the Sun Devils podcast. There's a lot of questions being asked. But you did say something about this, and that is very true. This series feels very important. And I know it's just a series in June, the first week of June, and there's still a lot of baseball to play. But there's something to be said about stepping up the way that they have in the past against the Dodgers in the first month, against the Padres, even though the Padres did hand them one of their only series losses of the season, it feels like an important test. I would like to see Lavallo take this, you know, in that way. Like, maybe not do his thing where he gives guys a day off just during this series. Maybe not put out, not the best, lineup. Maybe try something different and, continue with the hot hands instead of necessarily going with the righty versus righty or righty versus lefty pitching matchups and such.
Yeah, I'm with you on that for damn sure.
What do you think, Jesse?
Well, I mean, just looking at this series in general, I'm kind of looking at this as a pretty significant point in the season for the D-backs, because I think there's a lot of people out there who are looking at what the Diamondbacks have done this year, and they're looking at the schedule that they've played over the last month, and they're like, yeah, I don't know if I'm totally convinced about this team yet. D-backs are 11 games over 500, but they played the Nats, they've played the A's, the Rockies.
Fun fact, there's only two teams in the National League with a winning record with a record above 500 against teams that are over 500. It is the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Atlanta Braves.
There's like hardly any teams in the National League.
That is true. The entire AL East is at least at 500.
Yeah, there is a counterpoint there where it's like, I mean, what
teams?
Yes, the D-backs haven't played great teams, but like, who in the NL
are you
afraid of?
But
all
the teams in the National League are playing the same teams, and they're losing against them. So.
And honestly, I mean, I know what you're saying, because I think we might have said the same thing, Jesse, at one point, where we were saying like, yeah, you should win in May. It's not like going to be a surprise. Yeah. It's more of a, can you win in May during when you should win?
If the D-backs came out of May like two games over 500, it'd be like, all right, I don't know if this is really the year for this team.
Right.
But the D-backs have gone out and they did exactly what they were supposed to do. They were 17-10 in the month of May. That is a really, really good record to have in a month, regardless of the teams that you're playing. This weekend, though, the D-backs have a chance to put themselves in position to not only be this nice story that some people are starting to pay attention to, but to become a team that people are really taking seriously.
Yeah, a contender.
If the D-backs go out and they take two out of three from the Braves or whatever that looks like, people are going to take notice. It's going to become time for a lot of people in the national landscape to recognize what the Diamondbacks are doing and start to think of them as not just like a fun potential wild card team, but like, could the Diamondbacks actually compete with the Dodgers in the NL West? Could the Diamondbacks actually be like a top tier team in the National League, not just like the fun story that might find their way into the playoffs?
I think it goes beyond proving something to people outside of the organization. I think it becomes imperative to the players on the team that they can win. Torey Lavallo talked last season, and he said it more than once, about the mindset. And he talked about how that team has come into the clubhouse with the mindset of, we hope we don't lose. And he said, losers think like that. Teams that aren't championship caliber teams think like that. The ones that are contenders, the ones that will be here at the end, they come in thinking every single day that they're going to win that game. And that mindset seems to be changing with this team. But a series victory against a team like the Braves could solidify that for so many of these young guys on this team, where they just might be too young to know the difference right now about what's supposed to be. And who the hell, like, baseball is like that, where there is always these teams that come out of nowhere. This season especially, look at what the Rays are doing. Nobody expected the Rays to be doing what they're doing and having it be sustained. The Rangers were a team that a lot of people kind of gave up on because they thought that they had just kind of overpaid for some players and weren't going to be a good team, and now here they are. Like, those teams are very different in how they came together, but they're both kind of surprises this season in their own ways. And the Diamondbacks, absolutely, with the way the rest of the National League is playing right now, could be one of those surprises as well. After the Braves, they actually still have a really easy schedule
this
in June.
Really, like, interesting.
Yeah,
one.
June is not really that bad.
June's not that hard.
Minus
you have
the
Braves.
Beginning and end.
Right. You got the Braves, then you have the Nationals, then you have the Tigers, then you have four games with the Phillies. The Guardians come to town. The Milwaukee Brewers, they're a pretty tough team. So there's a team that you might look at like being one of those teams in the month. But then they play the Giants, and then they end things with the Rays. So it's like they really have the Rays, the Brewers, and the Braves, Brewers, and the Rays at the end as the teams that kind of stand in their way of potentially making them look like they're not as big of a contender as they might potentially be, right? So those are tests this month. And then the other games are games that we should see a lot of series wins like we've seen so far in the month of May. So the Diamondbacks can do that. I mean, can you imagine them being 15-plus games over 500 by the end of June?
I was going to say,
that's crazy.
There's a situation in which we're in July. The Arizona Diamondbacks have the best record in the National League, and they're leaving the month of June with wins over
the two best teams in baseball. Like, and it doesn't seem like unrealistic at this point. Like, I mean, obviously, like, it, let's be honest. I don't expect them to win this series against the Braves, or with the way the Rays are playing right now, to win that series later on. But if they manage to do it, like, and I say that, I don't think they're going to get blown out. Like, I don't think they're going to get embarrassed.
But baseball is all about how you're playing now. So, yeah, and the Braves aren't playing well now, and the Diamondbacks are, and the Diamondbacks just have this game, this win, I think was important going into that series, because this win, and like you said, Monday's win, they're games they shouldn't have really won. They're games that this team last season probably wouldn't have won. Maybe they're even games earlier in the season this team doesn't win. But now they're finding a way to win those tough games, those games where morale might be a little bit low because of a deficit or whatever, and they're finding ways to come back.
And, I mean, you mentioned kind of like the D-backs standing like within the National League. I mean, if you beat the Braves in this series, the Braves have now lost series this series. They also just lost a series to the A's.
Right.
Like, now they're kind of spiraling. And then you want to talk about the NL being wide open. And it's really wide open if the Braves start struggling. So,
well, and the Dodgers aren't the Dodgers right now. The Dodgers are missing critical parts of their team, and they're going to get those pieces back. But who knows? But
can you build up a big enough lead to where it doesn't matter?
Who knows if when they come back, right? If there's enough time for them to get ramped up to full strength and be as good as they were to help the Dodgers continue to be like the best team in the National League. It's funny because we talked about the Diamondbacks, and this wasn't this year. This was last year. This was in the offseason. This wasn't anytime recent. But we said the Diamondbacks kind of have to wait for those windows to open where, like, a team is vulnerable, or, you know, the division is kind of wide open because the team we thought was going to win it isn't going to win it. Now is that time.
Yeah.
Now is that time. So we are going to let the trade rumors fly fucking crazy on this show, because the Diamondbacks absolutely should be in full on trade mode to try to make this team better and to seal up any of their little, you know, any of the issues they have.
Shohei?
Oh my God, please stop with that.
Shohei, okay. Look, maybe tap the brakes on Shohei.
I never thought I would get Kevin Durant on the Suns, and I got it. So who knows if it's possible.
I do think, I mean, if, and this is still a big if, right? There's about as much baseball to be played between now and the trade deadline as what we've played so far. So there's still a long way to go before the D-backs are we buyers, are we sellers? You know, how aggressive are we going to be? That kind of thing. But if the D-backs are in this position, or in a position similar to where they are now come the trade deadline, this is a team that it would make sense to be aggressive, right? Yep. You have Zach Gallen for two more seasons, most likely, right?
Yeah.
You want to make this count if you're the Diamondbacks. And based on what we talked about earlier with the National League being as open as it is right now, you're not just talking about like trying to be a nice story and you know, adding another reliever, or you've really got a chance to like actually make some noise in the National League, given how vulnerable a lot of these teams are right now. The trade deadline talks will be fun. I'm excited for when we get to that point and we get to have more of those conversations.
It's very odd. I will say this. But obviously, I just came from covering Arizona State, and like it has not been a great time.
That's a pretty
for
big
State
upgrade,
athletics.
For you, Sean.
It's a very odd feeling.
Welcome to a winning team, my man.
Well, that's one thing. Like, I obviously fell in love with this team, and I wasn't expecting them. Obviously, you know, I'm here now, and I know that they're good right now. But I wasn't expecting like this team to be as good as they are. But it's very odd to be covering a team where I'm like, oh, like this. We can be covering not just like a wild card, but like with the way the NL is shaping up, like. We can be covering some very important games at some point this year.
Joe Whitener came into the chat with some interesting information. He said, are they going to be aggressive with the Bally situation? A judge just ruled they must pay in full. Is that breaking news? Because we were waiting to hear about that.
Yeah.
And I know that that is actually they had the I think the whatever kind of meeting they had last night to discuss it. And the judge was supposed to make that ruling today. Huge implications there, because the Bally's. I don't foresee Bally Sports paying the full amount if that's what they are required to pay. And that would mean that the Diamondbacks, much like what we just saw with the Padres, would have their television rights immediately revert back to Major League Baseball. Yeah, so
Michael McCann said the Diamond Sports Bally bankruptcy court hearing is now in its second. Oh, wait. No. Oh, he quote tweeted my bad. Yeah. He said, update, the bankruptcy judge just ruled in favor of MLB. Diamond Sports must pay teams 100% of what the telecast contracts state. Even though market conditions for regional sports networks have changed dramatically, parties have to live up to what they bargained in contracts.
It's like what we talked about this whole
time.
There you go. It's absolutely insane to try to say that because less people are watching, you know, like figure out a different game plan. Don't turn around and try to blame it on the fact that not many people are watching. cable or satellite television as the reason why you don't have as many people watching. To be honest, when I was watching the game last night or yesterday, I saw more urine catheter commercials than I've ever seen below in my life. Do I really, I mean, is that the level of advertising sponsor? I'm not trying to knock it, or I'm not trying to be holier than thou, but it really feels like urine catheters is an odd choice for multiple commercials during a baseball game.
Yeah, I mean, money.
Maybe the demographic, maybe you think the demographic is older than it really is. I don't know, Bally Sports, but good luck with whatever you guys got going on, because that thing continues to be a mess. And I don't doubt that we will see MLB probably get these rights reverted back to them.
It does look that
way.
Did
you have a chance to watch any of the
I did not. Did you?
Yeah, it was just MLB Network branding. Like,
was it? Yeah. No different score bug or anything like that.
Yeah,
exactly. I figured that would be the case, considering that they already have their own branding in place. And
I still wish they'd done something like just totally out of left field. That would have just like shocked all of us. But yeah,
cool. And I mean, hey, they might. Right? They kind of had to throw this together. So you give them, if they get to a point next year where they are full time producing things, they might. Might give it its own distinct look.
I'm not going to let this comment go without noticing it. Groundhog Mama said, we'll be in Milwaukee for the D-backs game. And I think she said she's going to bring Corbin Burns to the Valley. Yes, bring Corbin Burns down. We'll give him some draft picks and some we'll figure the rest of it out. Just bring Corbin Burns down here. We need him at this point.
Yeah, I wish they could have done that with Mad Bum's contract. They're like, hey, when we signed him, he was good. Like, we shouldn't have to pay him all his money.
That's not the way the contracts usually work.
Yeah, not
right?
usually.
But they should have been able to do it.
This has, I mean, this does really have pretty big implications for the Diamondbacks. This is obviously a story we've been following for a long time. And this isn't really like the end of this situation. There's still kind of a lot of things that still have to be figured out here. But yeah, I mean, it makes it seem like pretty much an impossibility that the Diamondbacks games will continue to be broadcast on Valley Sports Arizona for all that much longer, because there's just no way they're going to be able to pay 100%, you know, given the situation that they're in right now. So, we'll continue to monitor. And I mean, for all we know, this could happen quickly. If the Padres thing happened really fast. The Diamondbacks tomorrow are not on Valley Sports Arizona, that wouldn't necessarily shock me.
That's what happened to the Padres situation. Didn't Rob Manfred apparently say that they got less than 24 hours notice, something like that?
Basically. Yeah, that was what MLB was trying to say.
That's crazy.
I don't know for sure if that's going to happen this weekend, but it absolutely seems like a possibility.
Well, as much as we would like to see it go back, I would love to see something happen like with Arizona Family or something like that. It looks like MLB is their intent, and it's been said before, because they had like upper level executives put in a place that were from regional sports networks and had regional sport network experience. So it really looks like their end game here is to try to get those all the regional sport networks that they can back under their control, and they'll probably try to continue to remain in control of those.
Yeah, so if Major League Baseball does take over, I don't think you're going to see D-backs games on 3TV anytime soon. It's going to be Major League Baseball going. They have
the Diamondbacks channel.
Yeah, there you go. Yep,
right here on the HNX.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe we'll be the official broadcasting partner of the Diamondbacks before too long. Who knows?
Waiting for that. Well, we are official partner of our friends at FOCO that do make the absolute best bobbleheads in the game. Not just bobbleheads, but all officially licensed gear for all sports and fandoms. But most importantly, baseball. It's spring. It's summer's almost here, but it's baseball season, most importantly. And they got everything you need, from the Aloha shirts to the straw hats, polos, bags, everything for a game. They also give us, like I said, these little wonderful bobbleheads, which are the best in the game. He does have the king snake wrapped around his shoulders, and that is Mighty Marte. You can grab all sorts of wonderful collectibles like this one over at FOCO.com. And FOCO always has our back for Arizona sports, even when other merchandise companies don't. And they have yours. Get the best gear around by visiting www.foco.com and using code PHNX. For all non-presale items, use the code PHNX and you will get 10% off. Also, check out the Jesse Friedman Chase Lounge section for more furniture. It's an official it's sweeping the nation, much like
I'm trying to get them to have a banner over there with, yeah, with my name Jesse and face on it. Yeah. That's in the works.
Jesse's so jealous of me being on the gas pumps at Circle K that he had to go get his own deal with more furniture.
Hey, I recorded one of those videos and I never showed up anywhere.
Yeah,
I don't know how that happened, how that works exactly, because I either get Derek or Leah
every time,
100% of
it's
the
time.
It's
amazing what happens when you slip someone $20 to keep your video in high rotation.
That's what it is.
But I will say that you can save more than $20 over at morefurniture.com on their wonderful selection of furniture. And not just that, but they have all sorts of stuff to decorate your house. Make sure your new place is looking as exquisite as Jesse Friedman's. Jesse still wants the Diamondbacks to move very close to his house so that he can selfishly have a very short drive. But he does have his house looking very nice. So you can too. And also get that white glove delivery service, so that way you don't have to lift a finger in moving that stuff in or bringing it to your house. Save big on the best furniture in the Valley when you head to morefurniture.com. Well, we're going to have to figure out a way to get this guy officially part of the show. I don't know.
He needs a nickname,
ritual.
Doesn't he?
Well, I thought it was the MVP, or do I need a new nickname?
You can't have that.
That's fine. I'm not saying I need to claim it. I just wasn't sure.
I like someone said dub pause, like for the win. Win the win. Well, yeah, that's when you're the loss, but we'll figure it out. We got it. But we're very glad to have you here.
Like the Thunderstick.
This guy's great. I don't know. Thunderstick's hard. It goes hard in the paint. I am not the mayor. No, you cannot have Thunderstick. I'm also not the mayor anymore, so I have to figure out what I'm going to do.
You came up with Thunderstick like on day one of this show.
It was pretty good.
I told you what my favorite nickname was.
I actually kind of respect it.
Yeah.
At first, I was very skeptical.
He didn't like
but
it.
But I've kind of embraced it.
I rounded it.
Yeah.
It's exactly, it's a very fitting description of you, Jesse.
Can I just say before we get out of here,
Let's go.
I need to throw this out here.
Please.
At MGM, at this moment, Corbin Carroll is still plus money to be rookie of the year.
Oh, yeah.
That's free at this point.
I
bet MGM, what are those odds? Everybody get in on it.
Yeah. I took
Corbin Carroll
when,
is closer to MVP than anyone is closer James to Outman? Him for rookie of the year.
I don't know.
Where is he?
I've never heard of that.
I took Corbin to win rookie of the year when Outman was still the favorite. So.
Oh, yeah. Me, you, and Derek are all riding strong on future for Corbin.
And Zach Gallen, Cy Young, which is not
also
great
have
the
that.
Last couple of times. And Masataka Yoshida, AL Rookie of the Year.
It's still the Zach Gallen, Cy Young thing. Too early
it's
to be having
dead.
This conversation
well, yeah,
not
even. Dead. It's not dead.
But yeah, there aren't really We're any alive. Pitchers in the National League who have totally separated themselves. Spencer Strider has kind of struggled a little bit lately. Yeah. Clayton Kershaw's ERA is back over
the
3.
The defending Cy Young just kind of sucks now.
Yeah, Sandy Alcantara is a glorified number 4 starter at this point, apparently.
So, crazy.
So the book is not closed there, although it is also hardly open because it's exactly. June 1st. And we should probably not be talking about this.
Was it yesterday? The other day, I was looking for Tommy Henry odds. They didn't have any. They didn't have him listed. Or
for Cy Young?
Or
for Cy Young.
Year.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was going to throw a dollar on it. I was like, who knows? It's wide open still.
You are an insane person.
He was dealing.
Oh, man.
It was going to put a dollar on it.
This is why we brought Sean to the show.
For
these purely rational takes.
Oh, man.
It was going to be a dollar. Yeah, you say that, but then Tommy Henry was a Cy Young, and I'm a millionaire. And
oh, yeah. Would you? I mean, is that basically what it is? If Tommy Henry had
actually win
Cy Young, you'd win $1 million on a $1 bet?
I think like the longest odds you would ever see is probably like plus 10,000 on something like that.
Yeah.
So, hey, a couple more good starts. You might get rookie of the year odds. Who knows?
They're too scared to give me Corbin Carroll MVP odds right now. I just checked. Scared. They're too scared.
They're terrified.
Tommy Henry exhausted his rookie eligibility last year.
Oh, he did?
So it's Cy Young or bust for you.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Throw
your money.
You'll win rookie of the year as.
Did you guys talk about
Valleys?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Talking running in to let us know about the Valleys.
There is, I can add maybe one detail to that real quick.
Please do.
Just so everyone knows, it appears the judge has ordered Bally to make full payment to the Diamondbacks. So the Diamondbacks had either asked for that or the contract to be terminated. If the contract was terminated, then that's where MLB would have stepped in and probably given the D-backs 80% of what they would have gotten otherwise. But it appears, and this information is still coming out, but it appears that the D-backs will get their full rights for this year, which for people thinking about the trade deadline and whether the D-backs might be operating with a little bit less money, it doesn't look like that's going to be the case.
Fantastic. Awesome. That's fantastic news. So things continue to roll in the Diamondbacks' direction, and things have rolled in our direction now that we have Sean DePaz here. So make sure to follow him on Twitter. He's at Sean_DePaz. That's DePaz. I am at Cap_Caveman with a K. Jesse is at Jesse N. Friedman. Damon is at Damon Dog with a D-A-W-G and a little roo, 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 roo at the end.
Is he either Sean DeLoss or Sean DePaz, depending
on
the day?
Is
that
how that works? Like a daytime show.
We'll have to figure it out.
Well, it depends on the day then. I guess it depends on how good of a day you're having, maybe.
Maybe that's when it's just Sean DePaz.
I was going to say, then maybe I guess you get to keep your regular name.
We'll figure it
out. David Peralta wasn't the freight train on day one.
Yeah.
Nicknames take time.
And we'll figure it out. He can be the comptroller. He can be deputy mayor. There's a lot of things.
Why does that sound like a hard-ass nickname?
It's a good job, the comptroller.
Dude, if Evan Gaddis came up to bat and all I knew was that he was the comptroller, I'd be terrified.
This show just became even more electric. Of course, like I said, our show's at PHNX_DBacks, and all roads lead to at PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We thank you guys again so much for being here. We thank Corbin Carroll for giving us such a wonderful feeling of elation and serotonin that we needed on behalf of all of these guys here. I'm very excited to say we can't wait to see you again. We love you. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's more fun when you watch it with your friends.